Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israeli and Jordanian officials are discussing the presence of a Jewish synagogue along with the five mosques that are already on the Temple Mount. That's the headline. Winky Madad will join us here at the broadcast table with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I know in your blog you wrote about putting a synagogue up on the Temple Mount, but I understand that the Israelis and the Jordanians held a meeting for the purpose of trying to pull together and work out this conflict that's taking place on the Temple Mount about a mosque and or a synagogue up on the Temple Mount. What do we know about that meeting?
Well, Jimmy, we're waiting actually for the interference to take place from the Hamas, who are now trying to, shall I say, piggyback on what has broken out here. For over 15 years or so, the gate, which is known in English, I think, as the Golden Gate. In Hebrew, it's also called the Gate of Mercy, and that's how it's been translated into Arabic, has been closed because the chambers, a wonderful Byzantine structure built before the Arab Muslims had conquered the Temple Mount, and Jerusalem, of course. They were using it first as a school, and then we found out that Hamas was using it for clandestine activities, which were defined as terror, and it was shut. Maybe even think that they were trying to figure out how could we make a disturbance. They broke the gate, broke open the locks, and now they've turned it into a mosque. Israel has not been strong enough to deal with it immediately. They're trying to disturb as much as possible the peace and to make a change in the status quo. So that's the background for the issue. As for the synagogue, there are several alternative sites of an out-of-the-way synagogue so that we could begin the process of coexistence and having two religions, if not three religions, having their believers pray at the Temple Mount, which, as you and I know, and I think most of the listening audience, has been prophesied that all nations will come to the Temple Mount and pray. That would be the best way for people to get together. It might even lead to a breakout of peace.
Winky Madad with all the details about a synagogue being put up on the Temple Mount along with the five Islamic mosques that are already there. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Winky's last statement that such a situation might even break out in peace is not going to happen. The Muslims will never allow for a permanent Jewish presence today on the Temple Mount. This sacred piece of real estate will be the center of controversy in the last days. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. This verse is talking about making those who are in control of the Temple Mount seem as if they are intoxicated with power. The Muslims who have that power today will lead the fight against that synagogue on the Temple Mount. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...